Well, good evening, everybody. This is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, calling in from Colorado tonight, and glad to have you on the line for this Tuesday night training call on November 27th. It's the end of the week, end of the month, and that's why we're going to talk about how to enroll new distributors. It's harvest time. If you know anything about farming, the law of the farm says you got to plant first, water second, and harvest third. You can't harvest anything that you haven't planted. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the tail end of that process, the harvesting part of our business. And before we do that, I want to make a couple of important announcements. For those of you who like to do healthy happy hours or face-to-face business presentations using the computer and feel like you're a good presenter, we've got a new PowerPoint presentation for you. So you can take that presentation anywhere you can take your computer. We've got our new doctor's materials that will be in-house this week. So look for an email, look for a text message. We've got a new doctor's brochure. We've got a functional nutritional evaluation form. We have a new brochure specifically for doctors that includes an order form. We're going to do a doctor's training call next week. So for those of you who are health practitioners or know health practitioners, want to market to health practitioners, it'll be a great call for you to learn how to use these new tools and where we're going with that program. So huge opportunity. We offer 45% off discounts to health professionals. So it's a big strategic advantage that we offer, and it should be a good call next week. Of course, we've got our Gold Rush promotion going on. We've got lots of folks who are taking full advantage of that Gold Rush promotion. One of the people who's taking full advantage, I want to recognize her, is Kathy from California. Kathy's in her first full month promoting Purium. She's already made it to Diamond. It's the fastest we've ever had anybody get to the Diamond rank. She's got a great team of people. And if you want to hear Kathy's story, she's going to be on our Thursday night call, our business opportunity presentation. She's going to share a little bit about why she got involved in Purium, what's going on in her business. But she's been utilizing that Gold Rush promotion, the ability to guarantee and multiply the benefits of your gold pack, the payout of the gold packs, and she's been qualifying each and every week, and she's got several people in her team that have been doing the same. So a lot of good stuff happening on the business side as well as the product side, and what we want to talk about is, like I say, harvesting new business. It's the end of the week, end of the month coming up on Friday, and you know, we talk about plant, water, harvest. We also talk about invitation, presentation, enroll. So you can't enroll somebody if you haven't invited them to learn more about the company or to try the product. You can't enroll somebody unless they've seen a presentation, they've experienced the product, and they have some good sense of what's going on so that they can make an intelligent decision. So the more seeds you plant, the more invitations you make, the bigger your harvest is going to be. And so toward the end of the month, and it doesn't have to always start on the first of the month and end on the 30th of the month, but it's always a good time as you're coming to the close of the month to take a look back and say, hey, am I happy with what's happened in my business? Did I enroll enough folks personally? Was there enough enrollments happening in my business? And if the answer is yes, pat yourself on the back. If the answer is no, chances are it's because all the way upstream in the planting process, all the way upstream in the inviting process, you didn't invite enough people. You didn't hand out enough gift cards. You didn't get things started so that as you come toward the end of the month and you're thinking about bringing people into the business, you realize that you really didn't do enough up front to make the whole process come to fruition. So you know, you can't harvest what you haven't planted and what you haven't watered, but assuming that you have talked to folks, assuming that you did hand out gift cards, assuming that you did share the website or invite them to a healthy happy hour, invite them to a Thursday night business opportunity presentation, then, you know, chances are that they're pretty interested, they've tried the product, and they might be considering joining the business. And that's what we're going to focus on tonight, is how do you follow up? How do you enroll somebody, handle any questions or objections, and how do you get them started correctly? So we'll have other trainings where we talk about planting and watering. Tonight we're going to talk about harvesting, assuming that you've got folks that you've been talking to and that that last part, that last step, that enroll process starts with a follow-up. And, you know, so often I'm really surprised that people will invite, they will hand out gift cards, they will talk to new folks, but they're reluctant to follow up. And, you know, I have the opposite problem. You know, I oftentimes am a little reluctant to talk to people the first time, but once I start to share about the products or about the business, get them to a website, help them to see a presentation, I love following up because I'm so proud of what we've done as a business, what we have in the way of products, that I'm excited to share with people what's possible for them. So a couple things on follow-up that I think is important is to, you know why you're calling somebody, know who you're calling, and know what's happened so far. So when you say, why are you calling somebody, it seems pretty obvious, but you're calling to help them to make a decision. You're helping them to understand whatever it is that they don't yet understand. And so what you want to do is ask closed-ended questions, specific questions, so that you know what they do and they don't understand. And so when I talk about a closed-ended question, you know, let me give you an example of the opposite, an open-ended question. You know, an open-ended question might be, you know, have you ever considered opening a business? Well, there's lots of ways to answer that question and lots of background that somebody would provide. That's how you open somebody up so that they begin to talk to you. But when you're closing somebody, you know, you want to ask questions like, you know, do you have any questions about what you've seen so far? What have you liked best about what you've seen? Or do you think you could hand out gift cards? Or, you know, who do you know who's excited about improving their health? So you want to ask them questions that help to not only validate what they've seen so far, but to start to own the business in their heads so that they can start to say, you know what, I know lots of people who would like to improve their health. You know what, I really like this thing that I saw. I really think this gift card program is interesting. What I find is if I ask the right questions after somebody's seen the website, oftentimes they'll start selling me on what they've seen. And that's what you want to do, is capitalize on the enthusiasm that people sometimes will have naturally. So not everybody is that way. Certainly there are some people that are more skeptical, some people that have more legitimate questions or concerns or objections. And what you want to understand from a overview, from a philosophy standpoint, is there are really two things that you need to get a yes to. Two things. If you get a yes to both of these questions, chances are they're going to join your business. And the first thing is, will it work? Will the products work? Will the business work? You know, is this a company that a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now will be as big or bigger? Is the timing right? All those things that somebody could objectively look at Purium, objectively look at the Purium products and say, these are good products. This is a good company. This is a good concept. I can see this business working. So that's the first yes that you want to get. And oftentimes your tools, especially your website, whether it's the MyPurium gift website and the two presentations and the 21 reasons, you know, some of that information, or whether it's the larger MyPurium.com replicated website that has lots more detail on the gift card system and other things, that information, most people will look at it and say, this is an interesting business. And when I look at the ingredients on these products, they really look clean and good. So you've got them most of the way there. But the second question, the second yes you need to get is, will it work for me? And the will it work for me question is a little different. It sounds the same, but it's not. One is, will it work? The other is, will it work for me? The will it work for me question is, how much is it going to cost? What do I have to do? How much training am I going to get and support to help me to do it? And how much money do I make when I do it? And so this really has to do with the compensation plan, understanding the enrollment packs, and understanding a process for getting people involved in the company. And all of that's laid out. You know, we have a gift card marketing system that helps it to make it easier for people to visualize what they have to do. We have a compensation plan that's very front-end loaded that makes it very easy for somebody to get in profit by just enrolling three people with gold packs. So we've done as much as we possibly can to help you to answer both of those questions through the tools. But ultimately, you're talking to somebody, and they're going to have to feel comfortable that you're serious about this, that you can help them to be successful. And of course, in best case, you are already successful. And that's the hardest part of the business in enrolling somebody, is that if you're not yet successful, it's oftentimes hard to convince somebody that they're going to be successful. And that's where the three-way phone call really becomes valuable, is that if you're working with somebody in your upline who's had some level of success, that is getting their products paid for free, that, you know, may have reached the level of consultant or director, or somebody who's, you know, earning hundreds or thousands of dollars a month, that's somebody you want to utilize on a regular basis, because it's going to be easier for them to tell their story. Now you're saying, well, you know, I don't really work with anybody who's had that kind of success. Then that's why you want to join us on the Thursday night call, because this Thursday, Kathy is going to be talking about how in her first full month of promoting Purium, she made it to Diamond. She's earned thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in her first full month in this business. So guess what? People who hear that, who listen to that, that think this is a good business, that think the products will work, that think the timing is good, that think the company is going to work, that feel like it is a legitimate business that they'd like to do, that helps to validate when they hear Kathy on the business opportunity presentation call on Thursday saying, I've made thousands and thousands of dollars. You know, I was where you were just a few weeks back, and now I'm over here on this side, and I'm having lots of success. So, you know, you can utilize me, or you can utilize other people. I've got three-way phone calls set up for tomorrow already with people that have learned a little bit about the Purium business, consider joining the company, and they want to talk to somebody who's had some success in the industry and can present Purium in a positive way. So we're here to help you. Your upline is paid to help you, and ultimately you want to have enough success to tell your story. Now, the story doesn't have to be tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars. It can be small victories, and ultimately small victories create momentum. The best time to call somebody up and follow up is right after you enrolled another person, because when you enroll that person, you're going to be so excited about what just happened that your natural enthusiasm is going to create more success. So, you know, the enrollment process, the whole business model, is definitely a business of momentum. So, you know, try to keep it simple, try to keep it, you know, upbeat, and to answer questions honestly and accurately. And a few of the questions that you might get, one of the questions that you might get that has nothing to do with Purium itself or the products, one of them might be, hey, is this one of those MLM deals? Is this multi-level marketing? Is this one of those pyramid kind of things? You know, why aren't the products on the shelves, blah, 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 blah. And so, you know, there are lots of different ways to answer that question, but one of the things that's really powerful and really important is the person who's asking the questions is the person who's in charge of the conversation. And so one of the things you might ask is, have you had any personal experience with network marketing? Because it's always good to understand completely where an objection is coming from and why somebody is asking the question. So they may say, you know, I know a lot of different people who got ripped off in network marketing. Well, if you know that this experience didn't happen to them, then it really changes the conversation a little bit. Or they may say, you know, I was in one of these types of programs before and I never really got any support. And you can say, well, guess what? I'll give you support. Or I was in one of these programs before, and the products didn't really work. Well, didn't you try the products when I gave you that gift card? Yeah. How'd it work? Well, you know, I really felt great, and I lost some weight. Well, then these products really work. So you can start to get underneath the original question. And I think that's something that you'll find with most of the objections, whether somebody says that they're too busy, whether they say they don't have any money, whether they say that they're not a salesperson. There are several things that are very common that you may hear from people when they say that they're not sure. And so really all you want to do is to help them to look at things in a different way and to help them to understand how this may work for them, even if they think they have a concern. So I don't have enough time to go through each of the objections, but I know that one of the final ones that often comes up is I want to think about it. And so, you know, it's a tricky one to handle. You know, what do you say when somebody says, I want to think about it? And to me, I would always say, that's great. I would love for you to think about it. But at this time, is there any more information you need to make a decision? You know, help me understand where you're at on a scale of 1 to 10. You know, where are you? Or what would be the thing you're most excited about? What's the thing you're most concerned about? You know, how can I, you know, give you more information? And they may say, you know, I'm not really quite sure about this Dave Sandoval guy. Well, you know, here, let me give you, you know, his YouTube web address, and you can hear directly from him several of the videos. And I know that most people, when they watch those videos, really get mesmerized by how good of an educator and nutrition expert that this guy is. So, you know, once you understand what it is that they like and what it is that they're concerned about, you might be able to help them to make a decision, or better yet, to say, you know, I can understand you want to think about it. Just let me know, when do you think you'll have a decision made, or, you know, when should I get back to you? Because you want to keep control of the process. So that's the thing that's important as you act as a tour guide, as you go through the invitation, presentation, enroll, plant, water, harvest process, is the more people you talk to, the more momentum you'll have, the more excitement you'll have, the more good things that are going to happen. And people will feel that. They'll pick up on your energy. The more success you'll have, the less important it'll be when somebody says no. And that when you create that energy and excitement and people feel it, then they're going to want to get back to you. Or better yet, if they say, you know, I'll get back to you in a week or two, that doesn't feel like an eternity because you have other things going on. You're planting more seeds and creating more energy and excitement. So it really is about going fast, and you can always start day one brand new today. So, you know, if you want to make December your biggest month ever, then make your list, go through the Fast Start training, and get clear. If you already have lots in process, then definitely what you want to do is make sure that you're following up appropriately, that you're asking those closed-ended questions, that you're utilizing three-way calls and bringing people in, that you understand you know, your information so that you can get the questions answered, utilizing the tools, and then importantly, when somebody says yes, that you know what to do. I remember my first sales job, I sold advertising. And I sold advertising for a newspaper, and my training was pretty minimal. The ad manager walked me into a few different accounts. We sat down. We talked a little bit about the newspaper. We showed the rate card, and, you know, not much happened on that first half a day that she trained me. And after that, I was on my own. And, you know, it was a little scary, and, you know, it was difficult to walk into businesses. And ultimately, after a couple of days, it was even scarier when I had my first success. When somebody said, yeah, I want to enroll, you know, yeah, I'd like to buy an ad. How much is it if I got 8 weeks? And, you know, I wasn't even sure how to do the paperwork or what happened next. And so I think that's something that's really important, is to understand what success looks like, to make sure you know the customer service number, or to make sure that you know the enroll page on your MyPerium gift or on your MyPerium.com website, and how to use that and what the enrollment pack options are. And then once you get somebody enrolled, to make sure that you get them to look at the Fast Start training very, very quickly. And so what we've done is created a simple, I believe it's an 8, 9, 10-page document now, It's very interactive. That's very simple. Each page has a different concept, and we've broken up the audios as well. So the Fast Start training used to be one 25-minute audio. It's now 7 audios, but each one's about 4 to 6 minutes. So it's still 25 to 30 minutes of information, but now you can jump in and listen to a little bit and learn about one concept. Hopefully, if you have more time, to listen to all of them sequentially. But if not, you know, you can just listen to a little bit and get what you need. And the things that are most important to get somebody started fast and get them started right is to make sure they go through the checklist that helps them to make sure that they're ready for business. And so that's right on the first page of the Fast Start training. It's the first audio that we have. And the checklist makes sure that they're on auto ship, that they have enough gift cards, that they've got a reliable phone for three-way calling, that you know, they know what to do and how to set up their business. And then the other thing that I think is very, very important is to go through the game plan worksheet. And the game plan worksheet is basically a small version of making your list, identifying the top dozen people that you think will be interested in becoming a customer, and the top dozen people to that you think will be interested in becoming a distributor. So if you've not gone through the new Fast Start training, it's very hard to teach others what to do and what to expect. So I speak from experience when I say this is where you can find X or Y or Z, because I know my tools. So the better that you know your tools, the easier it is for you to be a tour guide. And you want to be a tour guide not only for your prospects, but also for your new distributors. You want to set expectations. I just talked to a distributor today. Great guy, great salesperson, very successful in his professional career, has been with Purium a little while, and he decided that he was willing to kind of restart his business today. And I said, okay, great, here's what you want to do. You want to go through the Fast Start training. You want to go through the audios. The entire time commitment will be less than an hour. When do you think you can get that done? He said, I think I can get that done by tomorrow. I said, no problem. I'll give you till Friday. But you get one shot, one time, one chance. My time's valuable. Your time's valuable. So I'm giving you 2-3 times as long as you ask for, and I'm happy to support you every step of the way until you get to Black Diamond. But, you know, don't disappoint yourself and don't disappoint me, because I got lots of other people to work with. So I try to be serious. I try to be respectful. I try to let them know what I'm willing to and unwilling to do. So I'm going to follow up with him on Friday. If he's proven to me that he's gone through the Fast Start training and that he's started to create his list, then we'll continue on. And I'm willing to do that type of individual coaching as well with anybody who wants to be serious about their business. So that's the type of coach that I want to be. That's the type of coach I want you to be, so that when you enroll a new person, it's not just about how much money you made when you enrolled them. It's not just how good of a person that individual is. Most importantly, you're enrolling a new database of people, because almost everyone that you enroll in this business knows hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. They have hundreds of people on their cell phone, hundreds of people on their email. They know lots of people, and so the more excited that you have them and the more specific that you are about what they should do and get them started and get them going correctly, the better chance that they will open up their Rolodex, that they'll make those invitations, that they'll plant those seeds, that they'll hand out those gift cards and start the ball rolling so that duplication happens in your business. That's what's going on in Kathy's business. That's what's going on in Ian's business. That's what's going on in lots of businesses all across the country and up in Canada as well, is people are utilizing the tools to help to do the invitation, to do the presentation, to do the enroll, and also to get people started correctly. So, you know, you are the special sauce in your business. How serious you are, how focused you are, how willing you are to follow the process is going to make the difference as to how successful you are. So we're just laying the groundwork for what you need to be successful. And, you know, if you use the tools and you share your story, you utilize your upline and do all those things, invitation, presentation, enroll, plant, water, harvest, follow up correctly and ask the right questions, good things will happen. You'll have new people in your business and the business will start to duplicate. I know that Dave Sandoval was going to try to jump on the call. I'm not sure if he's on. Dave, I've covered a ton of information. Dave, is there anything that you wanted to add to this call? All right, well, good enough. Well, hopefully you've gotten one or two good ideas from tonight's call, maybe reinforce some good habits that you already have, opened up your mind to some things, maybe even prompted some questions on some things that you need more information on. So whatever it may be, if you like this call and you have a downline team, this call will be recorded. It will be in your back office. Either re-listen it to yourself or, importantly, email, text message, call some of the key people that are already in Purium in your group and say, hey, take a listen to this. This is going to help you be successful. It's going to help us be successful. That, let me help you. And, you know, let's work this together. So, like I say, Friday is the end of the week. It's the end of the month. And there are lots of people driving for new ranks and new business. And it's already a record-breaking November for us. And we certainly appreciate that and are excited about, you know, what the rest of the year and the new year is going to bring for everybody. So thanks so much for being on the line. Thanks for being part of Purium, being an entrepreneur. And, you know, if there's anything you need, let us know. You can always get a hold of me through the call center or, you know, just reach out and I'll be there to help. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. And tomorrow night, I believe Dave Sandoval is going to be on the line. We do our Wednesday calls 1 hour earlier. And then, as I said, 48 hours from now, 2 days from now, on Thursday night, Kathy from California will be sharing her testimonial, and Dave and I will be doing the presentation. So get some folks on the line for that as well, and have a great, great week. And if you're not harvesting enough, make sure you're planting more for the month of December. Have a great night. We'll catch you tomorrow night. Bye, everybody.